Leonardo Galvan is a 54-year-old man who currently resides in Fuquay Varina. He's tall, muscular, and wears a red polo shirt with a pin in the pocket. He moved to the United States from Mexico in the early 90s, when his family ran into money troubles.
I was very desperate because in Mexico I planted cotton, corn, watermelons, beans. But my parents, everybody, no water for irrigation.
He obtained a temporary worker's permit and began working in the fields in 1992. He was excited to make the money he needed to help his family. But he realized at his first farm that the job wasn't all it was cracked up to be.
Many years ago, in 1992, when we tried to call to Mexico, we always need the farmer's telephone in his house. So he collect $1 per minute, $1. And he keep every single call $60.
Galvan says the farmer would keep the $60 as insurance, so the workers wouldn't try to leave before all the work was done for the season. Situations like this are common in the farmworking industry, according to the North Carolina Justice Center. It even has a name, wage theft. It's when an employer underpays or doesn't pay people who've earned those wages. Or, occasionally, when an employer does pay that money, but charges back for privileges like phone calls. Carol Brook is a staff attorney at the North Carolina Justice Center. She says one of the reasons farm workers don't get their fair share is because they don't know what their rights are, or that they even have any.
They may not be as familiar with their legal rights, may think that because of their status they don't have the right to be paid in a certain way, or that they can't complain about it if they're not paid correctly.
And she says they do have the right to be paid, at least minimum wage. And the average farm worker does make that. But there are fluctuations in loopholes that leave 30% of all farm workers with family income below the poverty line. Brooke says help is available at the North Carolina Justice Center, but there's just not enough of it.
If you are a farm worker and you're in an isolated community, you don't have transportation, maybe you don't have access to a telephone, it can be very difficult to access legal assistance.
Galvan says that's what he's trying to change. After quitting the farm worker industry in 2002, he joined the Center for Worker Health at Wake Forest University. Now he works as an advocate and outreach worker for an organization in Benson called the North Carolina Farm Workers Project.
I'm working with the farm workers, still with them. I take to them to take Social Security card or take their IDs for them. I take to the beach for interment for them.
But the work isn't always fun and entertainment.
For some farmers try to keep the workers like prisoners. And I fight with them. The workers are not prisoners.
But he says he wouldn't trade his job for anything.
This is my passion. You know, because I know very much the farm workers. I know how much barrier they have. They need everything. They need some help.
Despite what are sometimes monumental challenges, he's determined to get them that help. In Benson, I'm Steph Beckett.